You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Steve Palazzolo, 33rd team, one of the brightest minds in football, joining us right now. Steve, how did you grade Ramsey and Smith for Minka?
Yeah, it's an interesting one because I think for the Dolphins, they knew they were getting rid of Ramsey. And when the league knows that, maybe you don't get anything in return. So I think from a Dolphins perspective, I think they're pretty happy as far as, hey, they got a pretty established player in Minka. But I think for the Steelers, they got better. I mean, I think this makes them better for this year. And if I'm not saying this is an all-in year or anything, but when you have Aaron Rodgers as your quarterback, if you're trying to maximize this season, I think they got better for this season. I think Jalen Ramsey can still play. I think that trio of corners, if Ramsey's still a corner and not dabbling at safety, having Darius Slay, Joey Porter Jr., and Jalen Ramsey, just incredible. And Ramsey's just an overall good football player. He could play in the slot. He played safety and in college at Florida State as a freshman. He could do anything. And so I think Ramsey can still play. I think he makes them better defensively. I think he's an upgrade over Minka, even though it's not position for position. And so I think the Steelers got better. And when you combine that with how good their front five is, you know, their pass rushers are, I mean, the Steelers, I already thought they had best in the league defense type of potential. And I think they even, you know, improved that case with this trade.
Where would you play Ramsey?
I would still try to keep him at outside corner. I just don't know how you work that with Slay and with Porter. I mean, if he played inside at nickel, that would be fine. You've got Beanie Bishop there. But I think he could do it all. I mean, he gives you versatility. And look, the Steelers haven't really done this a ton in the past where they play matchup basketball, where they're playing man coverage across the board. But you could do that. And then if Ramsey played in that late career Charles Woodson type of role where he was essentially the nickelback but like an extra linebacker run support type of player, Jalen Ramsey is outstanding at that. I mean, he's one of the best corners over the last few years of playing, I call it, away from the ball when he's not necessarily targeted, when he's blowing up screens, run support, whatever it might be. Ramsey's outstanding at all of that. So if he played this hybrid nickel linebacker type of role, I think he could have a lot of success. And when you look at trying to slow down Lamar Jackson and the Ravens, and I mean, that's the type of player who could be extremely valuable. So I think in that nickel,
good point,
close to the line of scrimmage type of role, Ramsey could be outstanding.
Is Ramsey a better corner than Minka is a safety at this point? I understand corner is more valuable than safety, but just strictly at what they do, is Ramsey better at his job than Minka is right now?
Yeah, I think he is, and not by a wide margin, but yeah, corner is more valuable, so that helps. I think Ramsey's better. The context there, Jalen Ramsey's a good, maybe not great, man coverage corner. I think he's at his best playing zone, eyes on the football. Like he'll get beaten every now and again. You know, DK Metcalf was running past him even just a few years ago, so they'll have some battles of practice, I'm sure. But I think Ramsey's still at his best, eyes on the football as a zone-heavy type of cornerback, which is why I think he could transition easily to safety or to, you know, to play more nickel or whatever it is, because he's done that. And his Florida State career, he went from free safety to nickel to outside corner. three straight years of elite play, and then went off to the NFL and played more outside corner since that. So I think he could do it all. And I still think he's not, you know, too old or on the downswing. So I think Ramsey still a better corner right now than Minka is a safety.
Steve, Jonnu Smith put up monster numbers last year. He broke Dolphins tight end receiving records. The Steelers got him. They're not paying him a lot this year. It bumps up to $12 million next year. What is this guy? I mean, is he really, by the numbers, he was one of the best pass-catching tight ends in the NFL last year. Does the tape back that up?
Yeah, it's a strange career for Jonnu Smith. I mean, he looked like a really athletic receiving type of tight end early in his career. He went to New England for a year, and they tried to, he was run blocking and they weren't really using him properly. And even last year with the Dolphins, I think most fans, you know, the tight end position was kind of an afterthought in Miami until, you know, because of Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle and what they have outside. But Jonnu Smith became a legitimate threat last year, especially as Tyreek Hill was battling injuries and as teams took away the deep ball and Tua was targeting him like crazy underneath. So yeah, I think he's still a very good receiving weapon. I wouldn't, you know, force the ball to him a ton, but in a situation in Pittsburgh where you have Pat Freiermuth, you have Darnell Washington, who could be the, you know, just be the run blocking type of tight end. I think you just have some versatility to the offense, and Jonnu Smith is just a really nice receiving complementary piece underneath, especially with DK Metcalf, you know, doing a lot of the big play work down the field.
Steve Palazzolo with us, 33rd team. Steve, who do you think is the team that is most likely to contact the Steelers and call the Steelers about T.J. Watt? And even though they're saying we want to get a deal done, Schefter did say he expected teams to call and he expected there to be dialogue as long as the deal isn't done. Who are the leading contenders here, candidates, to at least make contact with the Steelers to try to pry T.J. Watt loose?
Oh, man, I think all the best teams in the league, right? Teams that are trying to make a move. I think a team like Philadelphia, who just won the Super Bowl, and I don't know exactly how they would maneuver the cap situation, but they're geniuses at that. But Philadelphia lost some big-name players, and they're trusting some young players on that defensive line. It's probably the weakest on paper defensive line that the Eagles have had, and, you know, slightly different scheme and everything, but they have room. They have room for another pass rush type. I think you get, you know, a team like the Cardinals that's trying to make a move, and they already spent a ton on the defensive line, but, you know, they could be a team that could continue to add. I think any team that's trying to make a move for this year. I mean, Cincinnati's obviously in the division, and they're trying to figure out Trey Hendrickson. I don't think they would do anything. Buffalo, I would normally say, would probably play that game, but they've just loaded up. They're about 10 to 12 deep on the defensive line. And then, you know, is Kansas City in that market? Probably not. But again, any team that's big name trying to make a move, I'd say the Lions too. That's the biggest hole probably on the Lions is an edge rusher opposite Aiden Hutchinson. And they've got their own big time contracts they're going to be trying to fit in the cap over the next couple of years. So I don't know if they could pull that off, but I think the Lions, they've been crazy aggressive. And if they did that, having that 1-2 punch of Watt and Hutchinson would be outstanding.
If you were Omar Khan and Mike Tomlin, would you sign T.J. Watt to the following deal? 4 years, $168 million. That's $42 a year, and you guarantee $126.
Oh, I think that's just pushing it right now.
That's just pushing above it. Garrett, who's guaranteed $124.
And I know earmuffs, guys, but I mean, I still think Myles Garrett's a better all-around disruptive force than T.J. Watt, and so I don't think I would go above that. And yeah, I think that'd be tough. It's just, you're in this tricky situation where it's an Aaron Rodgers year right now. So how much do you want to go for it right now versus, you know, the future? I don't think that's a great move for the future, but it definitely maximizes your chances of making a run with Aaron Rodgers for this year. That's the tricky part about the whole T.J. Watt discussion.
Steve, what is the Myles Garrett is better than T.J. Watt thing based on when it's not stats? I know you hate stats, but it's not a numbers-based argument because Watt's numbers are all better than Garrett. So it comes down to an eye test thing, huh?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I think when you watch every snap, so the stats capture, you know, if they play 900 snaps a year, the stats capture like 60 plays, 70 plays, right? If you're just looking at sacks and some tackles and a few, you know, pass game, you know, coverage type of plays. But when you watch 900 snaps, and mostly from a pass rushing perspective, Myles Garrett puts more of a strain on offensive tackles and offensive coordinators than any player in the league. And what the thing with stats is, from a pass rusher perspective, is you're depending on the quarterback to hold the ball a certain amount of time. You're depending on the coverage to be good or bad for you to get your stats. But when you watch those guys one-on-ones and how often Myles Garrett gets blocked one-on-one or with help, and how often TJ Watt gets blocked one-on-one, Myles Garrett just doesn't get blocked as often. He just wins more often. And then what happens after you win the rep as an edge rusher is largely out of your control. Now, where T.J. Watt is, and this isn't diminishing T.J. Watt, like, we're splitting hairs. They're both elite, outstanding players, and they have been since they entered the league. And what Watt is unbelievable at is, you know, picking his spots. When he tries to win and finish, he wins and he finishes, and he does it at clutch times, and he's outstanding at that. But I'm saying snap for snap throughout the entire game, Myles Garrett garners more attention. I think he wins more reps, and he does it against left tackles. And Watt does it more against right tackles, and the NFL still puts their lesser pass protector at right tackle. So that's also a factor. I think Garrett has a slightly more difficult role when it comes to one-on-one pass rush reps.
Is Watt double-teamed less than Garrett? Do we have numbers on that to back that up, or is that just something that Browns fans say because it helps the Myles Garrett argument for them?
I believe that's the truth. I'd have to see what PFF had. I know ESPN had different numbers. You got to know the context here. I think run game doubles should be out of the equation. Those aren't really game plan specific. That's like what happens within a scheme. But I believe I'll check with my friends at PFF and get back to you. They've got pass game double teams, and I believe Garrett gets more attention the way they track it. I don't trust the way ESPN tracks it, from what I've heard. But I think PFF has Garrett doubled more often than TJ Watt.
Steve Palazzolo, 33rd team, breaking down the big Minka Ramsey trade and what's next for TJ Watt. Thank you, Steve.
All right, thank you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.